Transform Your Mind, Upgrade Your Life, a timely book from The Explanation. Transform Your Mind, Upgrade Your Life, The Essential Guide to Mental Health, a book that explains why you have consciousness and mind, how they function, and what to do to be saner. Why am I writing this book? To reveal that God is interested in the well-being of every individual on the face of Earth. Whoever you are, there's a method to upgrade your life. Wow, Sam, you believe in God, and a social God at that. Next, you'll be telling us he has a well-thought-out plan for installing, you might say creating, humans on Earth. Well, you took the words right out of my mouth. The capstone is, he gave each human consciousness and mind to function the way we humans do to execute his purpose. Can you give evidence for that? You realize that most people, be they science, philosophy, or religion-based, would be dubious over such a bold claim. Right again, that will be our quest at the beginning of this book. The explanation will elaborate on the following topics to inspire you to upgrade your life. Why God created humans and placed them on Earth. How his purpose operates. Why humans possess consciousness and mind, and precisely how consciousness and mind function. Why human conduct is two-faced with good and evil. How this opposition should be handled. Why God is concerned with the welfare of all humans, and how he gave humankind the tools to implement well-being. Finally, we'll see what you can implement immediately to upgrade your life. The solution you'll receive is your psychological compass, which will show you precisely how to prioritize your mind's options. It is your life guidance tool that shepherds you surely at your tempo towards your personal well-being and your place in society that God wants you to occupy, whether you believe in him or not. That is, transform your mind, upgrade your life. The psychological compass revolutionizes individuals and society's approach to mental health, leading to a saner mental mindset with less anxiety and many other benefits, like a better working environment, positive parenting, incisive critical thinking, collaborative management, and improved relationships. In short, the recipe to upgrade your life. The state of mental health today. Here's why this information is essential and its practical application so vital. The World Health Organization reports that in 2019, one in every eight people, or 970 million people around the world, were living with a mental disorder, with anxiety and depressive disorders the most common. In 2020, the number of people living with anxiety and depressive disorders rose significantly because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Initial estimates show a 26% and 28% increase respectively for anxiety and major depressive disorders in just 1 year. While effective prevention and treatment options exist, most people with mental disorders do not have access to effective care. Many people also experience stigma, discrimination, and violations of human rights. Here are some results of a survey performed by Eurobarometer during the month of June 2023. 46% of respondents have experienced an emotional or psychological problem, such as feeling depressed or anxious, in the past 12 months. 54% of respondents with a mental health issue have not received help from a professional. Most respondents replied that recent world events have influenced their mental health somewhat, 44%, or to a great extent, 18%. The role of science, scientific assistance to overcome the mental health crisis, has been ongoing for 75 years to no avail. Yes, they've alleviated certain contrary conditions, but overall, they've left psychiatrists and psychologists groping in the dark. Here are a few fundamental queries about humanity tackled by science. At best, some solutions are conjecture. At worst, there's no resolution. We don't hear much from science on a number of issues, revealing how short they are in explaining everyday wonders, namely, the origin of the big questions in life. First, Earth is the only planet that can support 8 billion human lives and trillions of other life forms. Second, Earth has rain and harvests to provide food in due season. How do you explain that? Third, why humans are on Earth? Fourth, the composition of humans: body, brain, consciousness, and mind. Fifth, how and why do humans and animals function differently? Sixth, the existence of interdependent genders for procreation. Seventh, marriage and family, father, mother, and children. Eighth, the human capacity for doing both wrong and right. Ninth, free will, reality or not. And tenth, humanity has two major challenges at this juncture in human history. First, a rulership crisis is witnessed by collapsing government and environment. And second, a sociology crisis is witnessed by the disintegration of families and mental health. 10 subjects that are foundational for human existence, all of which have reached crisis proportions, and we're floundering in the dark to find the light at the end of the tunnel. Transform Your Mind, Upgrade Your Life will address all these issues and put you on the right track. The role of religion. The second phenomenon is religion. It has failed to answer the big questions in life and provide viable, practical solutions. Spirituality exists and must be considered. The explanation bases its teachings on God's Word, the Bible. A key verse is Genesis 2:7. Previous verses lead to it, and subsequent verses expound on it. Genesis 2:7 is the creation of the first human. Unfortunately, few recognize this turning point in universal history, but it is a momentous event akin to the awe of parents giving birth to their first child. The explanation claims that no one understands the extent of this miraculous development. The evidence is that no one can answer the following questions. When you do, and assemble the pieces and the origins of the above 10 issues, you'll understand God's plan for humanity and what you're doing on Earth right now and how to upgrade your life. Genesis 2 verse 7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Here are 10 unanswered queries about Genesis 2 verse 7. The 11th point. Who is the Lord? What is his relation to the higher power? 12th. Why are Lord, Yahweh, singular, and God, Elohim, plural? 13th. What does formed mean? For instance, why doesn't it say created? 14th. Why from the dust? What's the difference between dust and ground? 15th. Why breathe into the nostrils? Why breathe at all? God could have used any method. 16th. Did you know that breathed and breath are two totally different words in Hebrew? What does each mean? What is their relationship? 17th. The Hebrew says the breath of lives. It's plural. What's that all about? By the way, the tree of life is also the tree of lives. Plural. 18th. Does man in Hebrew only refer to the masculine gender or something else? 19th. What is a soul? That's the $1 million question. Everybody talks about it, but for a definition, there's as much confusion as for the mind. And finally, 20th. A living soul is singular. So why and how can a singular soul have a plural breath of lives? Transform Your Mind, Upgrade Your Life will not only address all 20 of these points, but also give you solid answers in a comprehensive framework. Why humankind exists, how humankind should function, and what each of us can do for our own and our community's well-being. You can upgrade your life, and the explanation will give you the compass to do exactly that. Let's donate for mental health. Support the publication of Transform Your Mind, Upgrade Your Life. Contribute at theexplanation.com/transform.